Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Hello and welcome to 0 Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications, where we solve your complications. I'm Ravs, and I'm joined by my good friends Lydia and Harry.
Hello.
Hello. How's it going? How good is this?
It looks amazing. This is such an amazing set.
Yeah, I love this.
It still feels a bit weird doing it in person.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We've many online.
The amount of these I've done in my undies, like.
Bring that energy to the office. Why not?
Exactly.
Dressed up a little bit, feel nice.
Yeah.
How you guys doing? We having a good week?
Yeah.
Doing pretty good. I'm exhausted, man. I've been saying it. I love our friends, but I'm so fucking glad they've went home. Like, I cannot do things for anymore.
How much have you been drinking in the last week, Ravs?
Thursday and Friday, I went out. Everyone was out on Thursday. Then we had the Yogscast like birthday party thing, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. And then like on Saturday, I went to London for the Cyberpunk event.
Oh yeah,
which was fucking amazing. Idris Elba was there.
Did you drink a bunch of bands as well?
I was drinking a little bit. I wasn't with like party gang, so it was like yeah. I had like. There was a free bar. I had like 4 beers or 5 beers, and they were like bottles of beers. Mm-hmm. So it was like, but it was still doing shit.
And then
Sunday, I went out for a nice meal with Simon and G and everyone. Like, it was very nice.
I know some details about
that. I've heard about that steak story.
What?
Simon told me.
G ordered a very big steak.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Simon said that you ordered a very big steak as well. I don't know why only G got outed. That's unfair.
Yeah. Also, did you not realise how expensive that steak was going to be?
No idea.
I'm calling such bullshit.
No, I'm not legit. Like, I was like, I would like a filet mignon. That's my favourite cut of a steak. I was like, that's the one I want. But, like, they said, we don't have that, but we have this T-bone as like a share steak. And me and you were like, yeah, whatever, we'll get one, sure. And then like we got one each. And like,
you got a share steak each?
Did you eat all of it?
No, we had to get some people to help. And it was a bit of a fucking nightmare, honestly.
So how much did you think it was going to be?
I thought it was going to be like, you know, double the price of a normal steak. So like in there, like a normal steak was like 30 quid or something. I said dollars for some reason.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like 60 quid.
Okay. Yeah.
Like
that,
you know, because you assume shares for like two people, right? And then not expect 100.
So the bill came, it was £100 each.
Yeah, and I was happy to pay for it, but Simon was like...
100 is like... 100 is like, it's edgy into like, it needs to be really good. Was it good?
It was a really good
steak. The restaurant
steak.
Is good.
It was a really good steak.
Nice restaurant.
Simon was like, I was going to pay for that. And he did. He paid for it. And I was like, I felt so fucking bad.
He's like an old man. Like, you're a fucking bankrupt.
I was like, please let me pay for
he's
it.
He's going home. He's going to have to
that's
sell
his,
some
stuff. That's his pension
Ozzy
money.
Also chipped in as well. So Ozzy paid.
Ozzy paid half.
Simon paid half.
Rewind. So you go out for dinner. You order a £100 steak. And you let Simon, using his pension.
and his penny money.
Pay for your steak. You don't pay for it.
I kept saying, please let me pay. Please let me pay. And they were like, no.
That's
no.
Weird.
Wow.
So how did that come? I don't understand. What was the conversation to get to that point?
Well, we were just sitting there. We have the bill, please. We're trying to work it all out. And then Simon just drops us with the bombshell. Like, I was going to pay for that. So I was watching you guys order that fucking steak. And I was like, no.
Oh, my God.
I was like, if I'd known, I would not have, like... you know, and again, I was like,
he's got, he did that for a power move.
Yeah,
he
wants
to,
like,
you owe him now.
Yeah, he wants that favour. That Ravs favour.
Yeah, but did that, had a couple of cocktails after it. That was really nice.
Simon paid for those, of course.
Yeah.
No.
We got those. Oh, Simon's out for one. So, yeah, let's go to the most expensive restaurant. Let's
rinse
go for cocktails. Yeah.
Absolutely rinsing.
Then fucking Monday, we had like the early access viewing in the IMAX theatre for Taskbox, which was very fun.
Very cool. No spoilers.
A good show. You're going to see it tomorrow. Very fun. Mm-hmm. Then we all went out for a massive boozy night. like obviously after that. So again, obliterated.
How late you stay out, Ravs?
I found out that I got home at 3 a.m.
Oh, I mean, that's actually better. That's I've heard that it went even later than that.
I think other people went later than I did.
I can't keep up. I'm old man.
I'm tired listening to this. Yeah, you went out every freaking day.
I've got more. So Tuesday, my God. I was in the office and like it was P5's the last day and it was like pub and I was like no. And then like, you know, Sophie in the office was like pub and people were talking about the pub and I was like, I can't.
Wait, you were out you literally can't even remember leaving until 3 o'clock in the morning the night before and you still went to the pub the next day.
I didn't. So I was like, I've got nothing left. So I went home on Tuesday, had a little chill. But I had a date last night, so I was out again.
You had a date?
Yeah, I was out on my first Hinge endeavor. It was nice. It was the best time.
How did it go?
How did a date go?
It was good. We just chatted shit for 6 hours. It was good.
Six hours? That's a good day.
Is this the one you told me about, that you were going that bit of Bristol to you?
Yeah, nice.
Good.
It was a nice time.
Yeah, 6 hours is good.
Yeah, just
lots
6 hours
of
just constant conversation, chat. We might meet up next week. We'll see how it goes.
Very cool.
And then tonight I'm going to Brian Butterfield. So I'm just like, I can't fucking wait till tomorrow
to just fucking staple Ravs to this chair.
I lie in my bed
when are you going to rest?
I'm going to do a little tiny stream tomorrow and then I'm going to lie in my bed. I'm going to watch Taskbox. I'm going to chill. I'm going to just have a nice one.
Oh my God, you absolute party animal.
I've had a fucking boring week.
Drop us your week, Harry.
I don't know. I was out with you 3 of those nights.
Come on, Harry.
We did fucking six. Like, come on. I was there for a little bit of it. I'm astounded by, for me, after one night of drinking, I'm just like, no.
Yeah, I'm dead now.
I'm like in full mode.
I don't even hit that mode anymore. That mode doesn't exist in my body anymore.
It's hard to find the dreams to do it. No, I think it's been nice. We had lots of Yuck's people down. We had the Yuck's really birthday, nice. Which is really nice. Yeah. Really, really wholesome. Mm. Some lovely old pictures of us all, which was cute.
Oh my God, yeah, there were some cute photos. I'm saving that.
Just wonderful to see that Tom picture again. I love seeing that Tom picture.
Oh my God, that
Tom Wright picture is a classic.
Wow, hot as fuck.
Really fun to see that one again. Yeah. No, it's just really lovely. It's lovely to see people from, you know, coming down from everywhere and hanging out. So I think it's a really good time.
Yeah. What was your week like?
Oh my God, so tame. I'm basically a fucking nun compared to you.
Literally,
I went out just on Friday night. Mm-hmm. I did get very drunk and I did stay out until very late and got home about 4 a.m.
But, okay, fair.
You know, so I did, you know, do a big night with that. Lots of fun. Thoroughly enjoyed myself. But then that's it.
That's it.
You didn't even come to the task box.
I didn't.
You're still having financial recovery from Japan.
I'm still, like, my body, at the age I am of 53, I'm still recovering from Friday night. Like, if I do a really big night now, I need like a week of no drink. I can't just go out drinking loads after that. I need to chill.
It makes me think, like, when I was like 21 and we used to just drink every single night.
How?
Like, after work, I was like, I just don't know how.
I just don't want to. Monday night, I did really want to go to Taskbox, but I was also just like, I'm tired. Yeah. Like, my whole weekend was spent feeling pretty much fucking hungover and shitty. I just want to chill tonight. Like, I'm not a young woman anymore. I can't do this anymore.
I feel it. It's good. It's also quite cozy. I feel like it's
getting
time
cold
at home is like,
and it's like, ooh,
it's feel good time.
Gonna watch TV and movies.
Suzuki Degrees is a podcast where we actually are meant to answer questions.
Oh, yeah.
We usually
very rarely.
Usually we're just
chatting absolute shit like this.
Just chatting absolute shit. I've got a couple of our leftovers. Questions.
Okay.
And then hopefully, if we can do a couple of these, we might have a special treat where we might do our Patreon exclusive Am I the Assholes live.
Oh my God.
But that provides that we can get through a couple of questions.
Exactly.
I feel like it's pickaxe week. We have to do the podcast.
We have to do the actual
We're trying
podcast
to show
thing,
ourselves
though, yeah.
off and not
instead of
put
just
people
fucking,
off.
Instead of just fucking chatting
I was
about,
just having a catch up chat.
Exactly.
It's just nice. I like having a catch up chat with you guys.
I'm looking at this screen. We've got like a monitor. I'm in love with this set.
So, wait, before we get into any questions, the set is amazing. Ravs.
Hemorrhoid update.
Oh my God.
How's the hemorrhoid?
So it had a little flare up. Like, you know, it'd been going down. A little bit of flare up last week.
Or flare down.
However the fuck it works. I don't know how the fuck it works. It just was like, it was more painful.
Right.
But still been doing my creamies. And today, had a little feel around down there. It's feeling all right.
Okay, that's nice.
You haven't gone to the doctors yet?
No, it's going down, though. It's not as big and violent as it was before. So I just assume that if I just creep creaming my ass,
just keep shoving cream up your ass.
It's wonderful. Did you raise that on the Hinge date?
I did not bring up my hemorrhoid on the Hinge date. No,
I just think that's an interesting topic of conversation. Mm-hmm.
I think
personally,
it's a good start.
You know,
it was a very open discussion at the Hinge date. Yeah. There was a lot of like, just you know.
Did you talk about how you want to be pegged?
I did mention that, yeah, but I feel like that
you
could
fucking
be...
wait. You dropped that?
No. I've not dropped that yet.
I thought you said I did.
No.
Oh,
I was like,
wow.
That's like a date three type of number.
Date three. On the third date, you're gonna tell her you want to be pegged. Wow.
It was such open conversation. They said, I appreciate how open you are. I was like, you know what, fair.
That's lovely.
I was talking about mental health and stuff. I was talking about how I went to therapy. I'm doing therapy now.
Nice.
Yeah. It's fun.
Oh my God, this sounds really positive.
I don't want to dive too deep into Ramsey's personal life, but it sounds really good.
I'm glad it's going well.
Just let us know when you tell them that you like want to be paid.
Just tell her to listen to this podcast. Boom. You don't have to tell her.
I don't want to. They know what I do as a job, but I have not mentioned anything that leads back to
here. All she has to do is Google you, dude.
That's like the all access pass to... too much of my life.
All she has to do is Google you and she'll find this podcast. It's literally in your Twitter bio and everything.
Yeah, but they don't know my online alias.
I'm
using my normie name.
I see.
Amazing. Well, we'll keep us informed, Rav.
Let us know. Let us know.
There will be a pegging update one day.
One day, we'll fucking finish this storyline up for zero degrees. Fuck my life.
And then we have to quit. That's it.
That's the final episode.
I don't want the podcast to end, but
the podcast ends when you finish your quest.
No, I'm sorry, it's over.
The podcast has become a weird docuseries about Rouse's fucking bum.
His journey.
I feel like the final action. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe not the final action for Rouse's bum, but that's the final action for the podcast.
That's it, yeah. We have to wrap up then.
Yep.
Right, moving on.
Swiftly.
Shall I do one of these questions?
Yeah.
We've got a couple of questions that have been lingering around, and I feel like we should hop onto one of them. Here we go, one from one of our lovely patrons. So, hey, Zero Degrees. I'm a student currently studying at uni, and I think I've slowly come to a realisation that it isn't for me. I spent the past 6 years bouncing between maths, physics, computer science, and currently game design. In every course, I've loved the learning, but the study has filled me with anxiety. Through uni and my work as a research assistant at another university, I'm constantly surrounded by degree havers who tell me that getting a degree is incredibly important. But spending another two or three anxiety-filled years to get a piece of paper just doesn't feel worth it. Having found your way in the world without any degrees, is there any advice you can give me about making this decision and about how to tell my parents and boss if my answer is to drop out? P.S. Thank you for your podcast and all your other content. Watching and listening to the Yogs has helped me go through some tough years in the past. Well, lots of love.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, it's a good question. We usually get lots of questions about what it's like at uni. Yeah. And I'm just like, why the fuck are we... Why are we free... I guess you were at... Lydia was at uni for a small period of time.
2 years.
Okay, small period of time, Lydia. You didn't fucking finish. You didn't have a fucking degree. Mm-hmm.
Wait, have we only just went live on Twitch?
Yeah.
What?
Twitch was freaking out.
Twitch was freaking out. We're halfway into the pod.
We've been talking for so long.
We've been chatting for ages.
Are you serious?
Are you kidding me?
No.
That's all good. No. That's fine. It's fine.
Chat. Okay. We've been talking about loads of shit.
Chat, we just did a whole ass catch-up.
You're not getting the fucking hemorrhoid catch-up. Yeah. We've already talked about it for so long.
We've chatted about the hemorrhoid. We've chatted about our weeks. Fucking hell.
All right, you're going to have to listen to it when it comes out.
You're going to have to read that question again, brother.
Okay.
The video will be coming out, but Harry's going to have to read the question
again. Long story short, Ravs' bum is doing fine.
My bum is fine.
We've done lots of drinking.
Lots of drinking, and I've not been pegged yet. Hemorrhoid's okay. Harry's got a question for us. It's Pickaxe Week. As a little treat, if we have enough time, you may get the Patreon exclusive Am I the Asshole stuff. Yada, yada, yada.
We probably are not going to have enough time
this
now.
This is Zero Degrees of the podcast. No qualifications. Welcome. Let's go.
Questions. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Starting again. Hey, Zero Degrees, I'm a student currently studying at uni, and I think I've slowly come to the realisation that it just isn't for me. I spent the past 6 years bouncing between maths, physics, computer science, and game design. In every course, I've loved the learning, but the study has filled me with anxiety. Through uni and my work as a research assistant at another university, I'm constantly surrounded by degree havers, who tell me that getting a degree is incredibly important, but spending another two or three anxiety-filled years to get a piece of paper just doesn't feel worth it. Having found your way in the world without any degrees. Is there any advice you can give to me about making this decision and how to go about telling my parents and boss if my answer is to drop out? P.S. Thank you for the podcast and all your other content. Watching and listening to the Yorks has helped me get through some of the tough years in the past. Lots of love. Huh. Wow. Okay. I mean, also, I kind of instantly feel like let's ruin this person's life. Quit out. Drop out. Do it.
Leave. Become a podcaster.
Please, I hope whatever we say influences your decision but doesn't make your decision.
Exactly.
Only you know yourself the best.
I guess I'm interested from that question. Do you guys feel like there's been anything? I do feel like there is some stigma about not having a degree, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there are not so much with our friends. I feel like no one gives a shit in our friends group. But I feel like in life there are people you bump into, or people like grandparents who just don't fucking understand that you didn't want to go to uni or you don't care about having a degree. Like, I feel like some people you meet are just like, you can just see a little bit that they think you're like an idiot or something.
Yeah, there is stigma surrounded by it.
I take kind of a pride in that. I'm kind of like, I don't fucking give a shit what you think. But I think there is like that little bit of, I don't know, people do think, you don't have a degree, what did you do?
The thing is, I've spoken to a lot of people who've gotten degrees and they're like, you know, like, I'm struggling to get a fucking job in my field. Like, I kind of felt like it was a waste of time and now I'm in massive debt. Like, I'm so fucking happy that I'd have no credit card debt, no uni debt, didn't fucking do any of that shit. I owe nobody nothing. I
mean, this person's already fucked
off the grid.
By that meter stick, this person spent 6 years just collecting debt, basically.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
you've got to see it through, I reckon. You're that far in.
I feel like you're that far in, you have to see it
through. How many years do they have left?
I have no idea. They didn't say.
Mm.
I'd assume they're maybe year one of their latest endeavor.
I think it depends how far along they are, because if they're fresh into it.
Like, I would say from an employer's point of view, that track record to me looks more like there's question marks, right?
But he doesn't have to tell them that.
For sure, yeah. But then it's like, what did you do for the last 6 years of your life? Like, you still need to like explain that slightly.
What you've been up
and I feel like even just going through and completing it to some level is probably a bit more beneficial for you at this point, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm more ahhing and ahhing.
It sounds like they're having a shitty, horrible time doing it. That's like ruining their life. And I feel like that's where like your parents would understand completely if you dropped out.
Definitely.
If your mental health is suffering or whatever, like
it's not worth it.
There's like financial risk. Nothing. Your job, your uni, whatever you're doing, nothing's more important than your mental health. Like, don't be suffering and wanting to fucking do anything drastic just because you're having a shit time at work. Guess what? You can quit your fucking job, or like, you know, maybe you're like, oh well, what will I fucking do? Like, they're, I don't know, like sign on or some shit. Literally anything. Just get some help. Like,
how many fucking? I feel like we always like in society always focus on like Mark Zuckerberg and like the Wonder Whiz kids. But how many fucking like, you know, it's like leasing the Rolling Stones didn't start musing till he was 30 or something.
Yeah,
there's always those fucking stories. People just figure things out halfway through their fucking life and it doesn't matter.
You don't have to know by the time you're 18 what you want to do. Well, I was having this conversation recently, actually, that it's such bullshit that there's, I don't know if it's still the same now. When I was in year 11, which is 16 in the UK, there was so much pressure to go to university.
It was assumed you were going to do UCAS.
Doing your UCAS, whatever A-levels you do are going to link to what you're going to do at university. It was either perceived as, I guess, you just dropped out and what the fuck happens to you, or you go to university. There was no other, like, you can do NVQs. You can literally get a job and start, you know, you could volunteering. And there's so many different things you can do. College, hairdressing, NVQ qualifications, anything like that. You don't have to go to university. But for some whatever reason, teenagers are, there's so much pressure. I wish if I could go back and change one kind of like, not really like, you know, life-changing thing, but annoying thing, I would never have gone to university. I just felt pressured to go to it because I thought I had to.
Yeah.
I would never have gone.
How did you like, what was your dropping? I don't know if I've ever heard. What was your dropping out like when you started to leave?
So the first time I dropped out, it was a bit of a softer dropout because I was changing courses, but I was at the same university. So I dropped out of the course that I was doing, but transferred onto a different one. So even though I had to start again, and it was technically like dropping out of that course, it was like a soft dropout.
Yeah, that doesn't.
Yeah,
like, that doesn't fucking really count.
However many thousands of pounds it cost me, maybe it counts.
Three double. Is that like? Do you have to do like a double tuition to swap courses or anything?
I don't know how that shit works.
You pay for it in terms, so I don't think it'd be that bad. Yeah. Did you drop out quite early?
No, I dropped out at the end.
You dropped out at the end?
Yeah, I think just before...
I mean, it is the best debt you'll ever have in your life. It doesn't, like, matter.
In terms of paying it back.
It's not really
that,
a fucking
problem. And then, so went on to the teacher training course, and then again, near the end, was like, end of first year.
Wait, you were doing teacher training?
Yeah, to be a primary school teacher. I got near the end of year one and was like, I fucking hate this. And I just dropped out.
What did you hate about it?
Children.
Hate children. I hate them. Get rid of them, I say.
I thought you would like the children aspect of it.
I like kids. I hated the teaching. I enjoyed learning about it at university because it's fun at uni because you learn you learn about primary school science and you do all that shit again. You do the stupid experiments.
So you were learning as well.
I was like, oh, for the first time I'm learning.
It's kind of such I think you would make a quality primary school teacher.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's such a shame.
But when I actually did the placement, you do like 6 weeks in a primary school, I hated it. I absolutely
hated it. Where was your placement?
Really?
Whereabouts? Was it in London?
It was in West London. And I was miserable. I mean, like, crying over dinner with my mum.
Wow.
Like, I hate this so much.
What was it that you hated?
I think what it was is that being a teacher is really fucking hard work.
Yeah,
it's exhausting. It's stressful. And I was just like, I like kids. This will be a good career for me.
Yeah.
And I realized that actually being a teacher is a bit of a vocation. And I just didn't have that drive. I was like, I remember talking to the teacher who was training me. And she was like, I didn't have a day off for a year. In my first year, I had to work every single weekend because of all the shit you have to do. And I just realized, like, I don't care about this job that much. Like,
I don't fucking like these kids.
Yeah, like I don't actually, this isn't some career that I'm passionate about. This is something on a whim I decided to do because I just like kids.
Because you're fucking 18 and you just make a decision.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, I like kids. I've done some nannying. I'll be a teacher. And it's just like, I realized that I didn't want to do it. And I didn't want to do another 2 years of learning. Also, I was fucking failing really badly.
Which doesn't help.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy it. My teacher had to come and have a big sit down with me and basically tell me how shit I was doing, which was stressing
me out even more. That always really empowers you to go and do better.
I know. It was a nightmare, and in the end I was getting so upset. I was just like, I need to just drop out. I don't like this at all, and I just dropped out. And it obviously, you do feel really shitty because at that time a lot of my friends were then going into their third year of university, and I was like, well, here
peace,
I am
sayonara,
back to fucking square one.
What was it you swapped to?
What do you mean after
was it teaching into something or was it something else?
No, teaching was the
second one.
Teaching was the second one.
I did English literature drama.
Oh got you.
And then
Did you just have a break after you dropped out?
I got a job at Kew Gardens.
Oh, that's fucking great.
And just started working.
That sounds infinitely more fun.
Well, I made some money and then I started doing some nannying again. Then I started doing my YouTube on the side,
my video game YouTube.
And then fast forward 8 years later, I had a job at Xbox One. So it all worked out in the end.
You fucking got landed with us.
I know, I'm stuck here.
Terrible fucking tragedy of events.
Which is
awful.
Real
fucking, real tale for the
miserable.
Ages.
Miserable.
Did you drop out of anything, Harry?
No.
No?
I kind of gave up on college because I had a job with Yogs.
Yeah, that's fine.
I just could not be fucked by the end.
Is that like sixth form?
Yeah, right. I was like, I'll complete art, but I just was learning further maths. But I was just like... Mm-hmm.
The pipeline of your job at Yorks is crazy.
Just being surrounded by kids who are all going to Oxford and Cambridge, all want to go do computer science, all trying further maths further maths is really fucking hard at A level.
Yeah.
I was probably good enough to do it, but I think a bit of me was just like, well.
Just checked out.
I could do that, or I have a job lined up, and I think I'd rather just focus all my time that I would spend learning matrices and fucking complicated algebra. Fucking doing shit for Yogscast. I mean, I stopped going to UCAS after like the first year of college because I was like, I have a job.
Yeah.
And she was like, my teacher was like, no, but I don't think you should do the job. And I was like, that makes me want to do the job so much more.
Oh my God.
Like,
look at you now.
You.
That's so cool.
Fuck
yeah.
So no, I don't regret any of those decisions. No, though. I think active decision making is something to think about. Like if you're just not making a decision, that sometimes can be worse than actually just making a decision.
Yeah.
So I think if the person who's written in, like, it sounds like life's just sucks a lot doing this, and so maybe it's time for an active decision to be made.
Yeah, if it is making you miserable,
being bumbled around by life,
like, are you
grab it by the horns a little bit and take control? Because then at least you've made a decision, right?
Yeah, it's in your power.
It's your control.
Like, are you the person that sent this in? Are you doing this university because you feel like you have to because everyone else is, and or are you doing it because it's going to help you towards your career?
I feel like so many people go to uni for that exact reason.
Yeah, they just feel like that. Oh, that's the next step. Now I go to university. But I also understand if you are far along in your degree, then maybe it's worth sticking it out to the end just so, because that might help you. It depends what career you want to do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a strong believer in if something's making you miserable, don't fucking do it. But I know that is not always achievable in life. Life isn't as simple as that. So sometimes you just have to do shit that makes you miserable. That's what life is. If you do have a choice and it is something that you can control.
I say if it's like making you ill, if it's making you mentally ill.
Oh my God,
absolutely.
Oh my God, I was so fucking depressed.
Yeah,
that's
so much fucking violence, man. It's just not worth it at all.
It's funny, I feel like for all of my friends that I could name that went to uni, I feel like it's maybe like one in five I could name that were like, had an amazing time. I loved every bit of it. You know, like, I feel like most of them, it was like, it's a mixed review, if not a negative review.
Yeah. I think there's this weird, like, glossy image sold of university where you're going to meet the friends you're going to have for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You're going to coast through and just party and have fun. And you are going to look back with, you know, rose-tinted glasses, the best time of your life. The amount of people that are like, oh, yeah, I know that went to university and, like, don't know, aren't still friends with anyone they were at university with.
I knew so many people had lonely experiences at uni. And I feel like that's just like, I'm like, the bit that they sell you on, like, when you're a kid and they're like, you're gonna go to university and you do the thing you love and you're gonna meet all these people, like, that's the most optimistic sales pitch of university ever.
Yeah,
and it's just not the reality.
Sometimes you just don't gel with the people that are in your class or whatever. Like, I didn't do uni, but I did college, and I did media at college. I did computing first, hated everyone in the class. Fucking hated doing computing. I was like, I want to make video games. And I was like, programming is pain. Programming is the most painful thing my brain has ever been through.
Yeah.
So I think I finished that. I can't remember if I finished the course. I don't even know if I passed. I don't even fucking know. But I swapped to media in the next year, and we know my thoughts on radio, even though I'm doing a podcast.
Oh my God, he loves radio.
I fucking hate radio.
The man with continually weird or bad takes hates radio.
I think I have weird takes, okay? But podcasting, like, this isn't really radio. This is like, you know.
This is literally radio.
we're on the big screen.
This is literally a radio show.
You're
right
listening
now.
To radio.
But we're not going to lie. And here we have Ariana Grande's new single.
that's a very specific slice of radio.
Wait, and also we have people message in and we read out the messages like they do on radio.
Man, this is in, like, massive denial that this is a radio. This is the most I'll fucking play Diggy Diggy Hole on my phone as a request. Do you know what I mean? Like, it fucking, this is, okay, you hate, like,
okay, I hate
Radio 1, whatever, like, DJs.
Yeah, I hate Radio 1 DJs.
Yeah,
sorry,
like,
okay.
Fair, but, like, I feel like you just never turned that knob to, like, Radio 4, whatever,
like,
in your
even
life.
My radio class was so boring. Like, I was doing, like, this radio course. Like, I did the camera work. It was amazing. I did drama. I did some other classes around that type of stuff, photography, shit like that. Was amazing. Then it's like, time for the third part of the course, radio. You need this to get move on to next year. And I was like,
what was the
first assignment? What did you have to do?
It was just a lot of, like, you know, like, no offense, TJ, but, like, sitting in the room with all the sliders and shit, turning
TJ.
Knobs and stuff.
If the stream ends at any moment now, chat. Ramsey's mic just, suddenly gets muted,
all the sound engineering stuff just was not for me. I was, like, really not into that. You know, maybe, like, making music
that's
and stuff, that's, like, appealing to me, but, like, you know, just, like, doing sliders and stuff for people. This is when my mic gets muted by TJ. I don't know. I just really didn't like it, and I gelled more with those people in that class. I dropped out, but in my computing class, I had some of the worst fucking people that ever. Like, a guy had, like, an annoying orange ringtone
That's so hilarious.
Like, orange and he would refuse, ringtone.
Like, annoying orange, like that annoying YouTuber.
Like,
green screened himself onto an orange. Anytime he got a text, I heard that annoying fucking laugh. I wanted to fucking rip my eyes and ears out.
That's fucked up.
It was the worst. So I was like, fuck this.
So my further maths class was 50% York Notes.
Wow.
Really?
One of them used to just come in wearing a York Scots
t-shirt.
No
fucking way.
I didn't tell them that I was like,
you must be the hero.
I don't know if any of them know
the
that I went on
work
there.
One.
But that was like, I found that very funny.
That's
constantly.
Amazing.
That's hilarious.
Just especially when they're wearing like York Scots merch, I was like,
yeah.
Very cool.
I think based from all of our talks here, though, like, you very much make your own decision. Asker. See what's best for you. Put your mental health first. Figure out what you want to do. I don't know.
Yeah, I think mental health comes first. And that doesn't mean you have to fucking quit uni. That means seeking help might be.
Yeah, there's like systems in place, right, for students, I assume.
Yeah, who are struggling.
Right? Yeah, 100%. And you can get extra exam time. You can get, there's actually lots of
extensions and stuff
help.
On exams and stuff like that. Yeah.
So I think I'd sounds like I'll pursue that first, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Don't feel bad about dropping out.
And don't feel bad for feeling bad about it. Like, it's a stress. Like uni is a fucking stressful thing.
Like, I feel like if people love you and care about you, then they'll fucking understand it. Don't worry about that at all.
Yeah.
Do you want to take a little questie?
Yeah, go for it. Do you want to grab one of those ones?
All right. So what ones did you do there? The top one,
I did the top one here. It's fine.
Oh, top one there, okay. I'm just going to pick one at random. I'm not even reading them. Dear 2 Degrees, my best friend slash roommate just started dating a new guy after a whole lot of terrible dates slash situationships these past few years. He seemed great except for one thing. He makes this
We've done this one.
Like I said, I didn't really read it.
Okay,
we did
that
one.
That's
okay.
Fuck Raz. Raz checked and was like, we haven't done any of these yet.
TJ.
Mute him.
Get him out.
Okay, I'm picking another one at random here.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
I hope I've not done this one. Dear 0 Degrees, first, I just want to say I've been enjoying the podcast. Keep up the good work. I listen to you guys on my way to and from work. Anyways, here's my first question. I struggle with finding motivation to do things that I like or that I'm interested in. I have several ideas for games, silly videos, projects around the house, etc. I work your typical 40 to 45 hour week, but I spend a lot of time traveling for work, so I generally get home very late. I do have times for things, but I always feel burnt out when I get home from work. I always feel like sitting on the couch and watching TV with my fiancé or playing games on the computer. I really would like to chase my passions or hobbies, but I really cannot find the energy to do it. I do have clinical depression, so this is a part of it, but I mostly have it under control. Have you felt this way? If so, what did you do / what did you do to combat it? Lots of love. Person.
Nice.
We don't read out their names.
We don't dox in this podcast.
We don't dox names. Yep.
I feel like that's such a common problem.
It is.
Yeah.
Especially in our fucking world.
Yeah.
But also just the fact that this person's working 40 to 45 hours a week with travel time. No wonder you're exhausted.
Like, how do you fucking have any time to do
anything? Yeah. Like how, I mean, I don't think, I don't blame you for just wanting to just veg out on the couch and watch TV because,
isn't 40 to 45 like more than average?
Yeah, it is. I think it's American. Yeah. Average American, I think.
Capitalism.
They got him, everybody. Yeah.
And travel time as well.
Travel time is insane. I feel like firstly, it's like
set realistic expectations.
Yeah, like, oh my God.
With that, it's perfectly fair to get home from work and not want
and
to
be
do
brain
anything.
Dead.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like,
like, I feel like you don't add that other self-burdening pressure. Yeah. Of, I should be doing more. Oh, I see everyone online is able to do their hobbies and their things they love. And it's like, cool, well, this kind of situation, you might not be able to do that. So, like, don't put your pressure that you have to do it. Yeah. Like, that's crazy.
That's mad.
I didn't list any of their hobbies they want to do, did they?
I think it was, like, a gaming, making games, stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
I think there's a couple little bits and bobbies. It was the last question there.
It was the last question.
Yeah.
I've several ideas for games, silly videos. I mean, can you...
So it's like content creation, basically.
Yeah, I feel like... So. Can you, like, write scripts on the train? Like, what kind of travel are you doing? Because some travel is... You can do work on a train. You can do coding on a train. Yeah. But if you're driving back and forth to work...
Don't do that.
Just unless you're one of these guys with a virtual assistant.
Starting your motorway game development studio. I can develop the game on the motorway.
It sounds
like a fucking nightmare.
You could be one of those Bluetooth speaker assholes, you know, with the one Bluetooth... Alexa, please write down. This is my idea for a game. I got this idea for a game.
Alexa,
it's
please write code line one.
Butt hentai. Code line one.
Coding through Alexa. Is that insane idea?
God.
I feel like that's really tough.
This is tricky because I'm going to assume you work 5 days a week. I don't know, but also you want. You also have to fit in time to spend with your fiance and just making dinner and cleaning
life
and
stuff.
Cooking.
Yeah,
life
doing the laundry,
stuff.
Doing the
yeah.
dishes. Like.
Showering, you know, anything like that. So I feel like on the days you work, don't expect yourself to do anything other than to look after yourself.
Sustain,
relax, recover, rejuvenate.
Yeah.
I guess if I'm assuming you've got 2 days off a week, I guess we can talk about how you can try and utilize that time.
So, I mean, I know Lewis for a while did his mega spreadsheet of the time he spent doing things
every day.
Yeah, I remember
that.
I feel like it cropped up. It was very like trendy to post them on Reddit.
Oh, okay.
A long time ago. But he basically broke down every day into like 12 hours or whatever and stayed. And then at the end of the day, whenever he remembered or could think to do it, he would fill in and colour block it on what he's doing each of those days.
Okay.
And just, I'm pretty sure it was Lewis. I think it was Lewis who was doing it. And then he would be able to look back and be like, and quickly after 6 months of doing it, he could be like, oh, I'm like wasting loads of time doing this.
Oh.
Now, I'm personally not an organised type of person.
Yeah.
To
wow.
do like,
me
I'm
either.
Like allergic to that level of organisation.
Yeah.
Like,
I could not.
That like makes me like want to die inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, I feel like I would also... like develop depression looking at that list of time spent doing things. Mm. So very happy to not do it in my life.
You have a very analytical, organized brain to be able to do that.
For sure. But also if you're just strictly like looking to scrimp and scrape any bits of time to be able to allocate them and save them. Because I feel like if in a life that busy, you need to be like so organized.
Oh my God, yeah.
To get the most out of everything. If you really want to do these things.
Mm.
So I feel like you got to run some kind of organizational chart like that, right?
For your weekends.
Like, do you guys do anything to like to help organize your lives or not?
Oh my God, I would benefit so much from actually using a calendar app, a planning app, taking notes. I do not. I use just my brain palace and I'm so disorganized.
The brain palace is a classic strat.
Cannot get my head around the fact that you don't write anything down. Mm-hmm. My phone notes thing is every fucking thought I have, which is like, I need to do this, I need to do that, I need to do that. I have to write everything down, otherwise is gone forever. Mm-hmm. And I have to write everything down on my phone calendar with alarms or I will not remember that I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. The fact that you are just fucking
free-balling
it with no reminders blows my mind.
I also feel like it's just insane risk. I'm just insane.
I can't believe you do that.
I think that I am like on a unicycle on a tightrope right now and somehow I've managed to stay on the tightrope.
But I feel like that's not healthy.
It's not healthy. It's not healthy. It's
anxiety,
fucking my brain.
Just like trying to constantly keep things going.
That's why I'll be like, oh, like, Revs, do you want to, I don't know, stream this on Thursday? And you're like, I think I'm free. I'll know closer to the time.
This literally happened today. I think we're talking about something that's upcoming next Friday, I think. And I was like, oh, yeah, like, I think that rings a bell that I might have double booked myself in for something. But if I'm free that day, I will absolutely take part. And
I do Lydia Strat. I actually have some notes that I just jot down very little things, and then I have Google Calendar. Google Calendar's fucking great.
Yeah, with notifications on what the fuck you have to do. Like, even before coming in, I was like, oh shit, I've got to do this and do that and do that. But I'm getting really like ahead of myself and confused. So I had to, I wrote down like a really step-by-step, right? Like, you know, email this person back, look at this, research this, do this, have a shower, get dressed, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Otherwise it's all just everywhere and I can't.
I mean, you do have OCD. Is there like some level of like, is there some level of that each year in here as well?
but the idea of just like, you know, raw dogging it just blows my mind. Like, yeah. I mean, that must be rare though. I really want to know.
I do a bit of raw dogging it as well. It's just when I know there's really important things, I write them down because I'm not going to, I can't forget those things. Otherwise, I'll just juggle it.
Yeah.
I'm realizing that what I'm doing is a problem because I think
it just over the long term, it just becomes that little bit of just strain on the brain.
My brain is so strained now that I think it's why I'm burnt out. And it's like, I'm doing therapy now. And when I was saying all this stuff to my therapist, I was like, oh shit, as I'm saying it, I'm seeing the problem in myself and saying it aloud is making my brain feel better. So therapy, very good so far. Would recommend to this person as well or whoever needs help. But like, I think I just need to like put it on the front page of my phone, the notes app, a calendar app, and just start writing down, oh, I'm doing this on this date, put it
like,
in.
Get into the habit of like writing everything you do in your phone calendar.
It would help so much.
It doesn't have to do everything you do. Like if you're just doing a normal stream on your channel, you don't have to put a reminder. But
things I've agreed to do with other people, brand deals.
The podcast, you know, anything like that, just make sure to make a note of it. Like have you had an incident where you've like forgotten about a brand deal or forgotten
I've
about something?
I've never forgotten about a brand deal. Like I said, I don't think I've actually made any mistakes yet.
Wow.
Okay, that's good.
Holy
I've not
shit.
Made any mistakes yet. I can't believe I haven't, but
oh, wait, you did think Brian Butterfield was yesterday and not today.
I did, yeah.
Okay,
So we've been speaking to this girl on Hinge for a week. I said, can we move we were going to go on Wednesday, which was yesterday. Can we move it to Thursday? Because I have Brian Butterfield, I'm going to a gig. And then like, 2 days ago in the office, I come in and we're talking about the Brian Butterfield show.
Is this only 40 what, Ravs?
And Lois is like, it's on Thursday, Ravs. It's on Thursday, the day that I've now moved the rescheduled the date to. And I was like, fuck. So I had to like message back like, I'm a big dumb fuck.
I'm dumb.
I'm stupid bitch.
It's literally like the phoning a while, Ravs.
Can we go back to Wednesday? It's just actually today. So yeah, I did an oopsie on that.
Open the notes app and just put down the top five things that you're thinking you're juggling in your brain. And then you just delete them as they're gone and you add new ones as they come in.
But on the work front, I've not fucked up. But in my personal life, that shit's a mess.
Oh my God.
But then it just is helpful. I mean, I'm not like one of those people who's like, you got to use Notion and you
can't
have
that's, it. That shit's too much.
Like, crazy. No. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, no. Stop pretending.
That
stop
puts
pretending
me off like, doing yeah, it. Yeah, like, yeah, doing yeah. all of that like color coordinated, like intense stuff is too much.
Oh my God, I see other people's spreadsheets and calendars that's all color coded.
I've got a notepad and I'm fucking journaling my entire like.
Yeah, bullet journaling. I love the aesthetically pleasing
I
nature
don't even
of
know
that.
If I like the aesthetics.
Really,
of it.
I like it.
I like. I'm literally allergic.
I can't.
Like, I just like punch my phone when I see that. I just fucking hate it so much.
I guess it makes organizing your life another really intense task.
Yeah.
It's creating another massive task.
Actually,
for
I just
you.
Don't, I'm like no. Yeah. I'm like that's just waste of time when I could be doing other things.
Yeah. You just want to put it in your calendar app. I'll put it on a notebook
actually,
or in
not
your
forget
notes.
It, yeah. So I can then go do it.
Yeah. Yeah, easy. You don't want it to be like, I know some people love doing that kind of, they find it quite therapeutic and stuff. I wish I was that kind of person. I wish
I
had
like
a beautiful.
I'd be like, oh, there's not enough time to do all these things. Like, it's like, no, but if it's in my brain, then it is enough time to do everything. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a trick. If I write down all the things I have to do, then I realize I can't do all of them.
That's a good point.
But what do we say to someone who's like trying to do, they're doing this, they're in burnout, they're working these massive hours, but they
I just have to remove the pressure. Like, I feel like, like I said at the beginning, like, I think
it's a hobby, right? It's supposed to be a fun thing for
it's
you.
It's supposed to be fun.
It's like online culture has pushed everyone to think that they should be doing
fuck the hustle, mate.
Fucking hustle.
Everyone's an amazing hobbyist.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, also, like, if you have a hobby, you've got to make money out of it.
Yep. Yeah.
If you you crochet, well, you've got to have a store
fucking
on
Etsy.
Store,
like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. Like, there's all this pressure about monetary gain from everything you do. Like, you can just have hobbies and
weird.
Not. Be making money from it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I think like taking one thing that you are into that you want to do, like, so you want to make games, silly videos and things like that. So pick a silly video you want to make, forget about the others and then break that down what you need to do. And then when you have some time over the weekend,
how many weekends are going to take you? Set yourself a limit. So like it needs to be done by this time. Cause I think also setting some parameters and that like that, even if they change and they get moved, at very minimum, that is helps some drive to prioritize it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you will never prioritize your hobbies. Other things would always come first.
Yeah.
Like, you do need to have some kind of deadlines.
Otherwise,
flexible ones, but you need to have some kind of deadline. Otherwise, those things just never happen.
Yeah, right.
For sure. And yeah, just don't put too much pressure on yourself. Like,
I mean, dude. Sound like dude's fucking working crazy.
I mean, God, yeah.
It's hard to be like, you may cut down on your hours or whatever. Like, America's fucking weird. Like, the price of rent, food, and all that shit's went
way up. America's
like,
weird for days off.
Yeah, like, America hates fucking time off. Like, help, my dad just died, and they're like, nah, you gotta work. Sorry, I got you in for overtime, actually. Fucked. Yeah. But, yeah, give yourself some breathing space.
Is there any good advice from chat on this one, chat?
Yeah.
What's
I saw a really good comment from chat that said, Barry, the type of guy to highlight one word per semester.
True. Based. That's not wrong. I have many hobbies and so happy to not make any money of them. True, true. I have no real hobbies because I find every damn thing too interesting. How do I choose?
Fair.
Just enjoy them all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, very nice chat. Should we do, what time is it?
Should we do
one more question and then we'll have a quick break and then we'll do an Am I the Arsehole?
Yeah, because we're wrapping up at 5.
Yeah, if we can, one.
All right.
Yeah.
Okie dokie cokie. Howdy, Barry, Lydia, and Ravs. I recently applied for a job. We're doing quite serious ones today.
Yeah. It's what's on the sheet. I don't know.
Very
I don't
know. Serious.
This is the trap. Come get the life advice.
We'll help you sort your life out.
Pegging, hemorrhoids, fucking
assholes
for coming.
Shit, cum questions for next week.
Right. I recently applied for a job. It's a public-facing position that mainly answers phones and calls folks. I am terrible at answering or talking on the phone because I get very stressed and anxious, often forgetting what I'm supposed to say. Yesterday, I was offered an interview. Should I go forward with it to force myself to get more comfortable at talking on the phone? Mm. Extra info, I already have a full-time job I love that pays more than this and which I have zero intent of leaving. I don't know why I applied for this job. Probably just out of boredom. Wait, what? You had me in the first half. What?
They had me so hard in the first half.
Wait.
That's not what I thought that question was going. What the fuck?
I have a really paid job that you have no intent of leaving, but also, should I go for this other thing? What?
Random people online just be applying for jobs.
Who just applies for a job with no intention just of actually like, oh, going for it?
I really hate doing this thing. I should get better at it. I'm going to apply for a job that's shit I don't want to do.
Oh my God.
No. Okay. You know, fuck it. Yes. No, I take that back. Yes, take the fucking job.
Leave.
Suffer.
Yeah.
That's what you deserve.
Wowie.
You applied and waste that person's time. You fucking
you wasted our time with this fucking stupid question.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I have a full-time job that pays better than this shit job I've applied for that's doing a lot of things that make me really anxious. Should I go do it? Fucking no!
Don't do that fucking job.
What the fuck?
Why would you?
Why did you even send this question? This person is a wasting time.
I feel like they're just
shit.
A bragger. They're just bragging.
They're just bragging, dude.
I can get a job.
Maybe this was a way of just saying, how would you get more comfortable on the phone? But they've dressed it up in a very bizarre way.
I've just seen a great suggestion from chat.
Yeah?
Both jobs.
They both just do hustle mindset.
But hustle.
Just fucking,
yes.
I mean, can you do the phone job while
you're
doing
the phone
job?
Why not? You're working your other job and you're doing your phone job.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't say what kind of phone
That's
job
like
it
grind
is.
Set, baby.
Yeah.
You know, what kind of phone
Jesus
job?
Jesus Christ.
Is he Babe Station? Is he fucking Babe Station?
Can you imagine?
Like, applied for a job at Babe Station.
A Babe Station person, like, who's just really anxious about answering the phone, like, hello?
Hello, I've got big anxiety, I'm here to solve it.
They're doing this shit, they're like, but they're like, cowering as they're doing it.
For fuck's sake. What a great question to end on.
Have you seen any of the, like, documentaries about, like, phone sex? Sorry, just to completely take... Let's spice this up a bit. Let's make this...
We want to have them in the first half.
We've got to have a little bit of spice in here.
Documentaries about phone sex.
Yeah, about like people that take jobs in the phone sex industry. And about, I think there was one where it was this woman who did it. And she was, I think, a middle-aged woman who was just a average gal, and she did it kind of like just part time while she was around the house in a nightie, like, you know, having had a shower, hair up, whatever, didn't give a shit. Just
turns out FaceTime was on the entire time. No,
she's just talking like sexy stuff, and she was painting her house at the time, so she'd be like, "Oh yeah, I'm so wet," and then like slosh the brush into the paint so the person could hear.
She's fucking gushing me. She's like making mac and cheese.
Slop, 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 slop. And she doesn't give a shit. She is not turned on. It is for her. It is the most like mundane, just like, I'm just saying this stuff because I know you want to hear it. And she makes fucking bank from it. Like, I respect that. I think that is kind of badass. Just
anyway,
being
guys,
like,
I got a current interview for a new job, you know. I got to do this one while I'm doing the podcast.
But, you know, so something to maybe this person is that's what they want to do. And I,
you know, live your dreams.
Live your dreams.
Make
live your dreams.
Live your dreams.
Get sound effects from just household objects. And,
I feel like that's the best tip of the entire podcast. Yes.
Just have a soundboard.
Yeah. Just have like an Elgato soundboard where. Yeah. Slip, 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 slip. Badinga.
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 It's the noise that nipples make, right?
My nipples are so hard.
I thought that was the willy noise.
No, okay. That's the silence.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Man. We're going to take a short break, mm-hmm. and then when we're back, we will be doing a little bit of Am I the Asshole, mm-hmm. which is what usually our lovely patrons will get, mm-hmm. and they will begin this episode, but we'll also mm-hmm. do one live.
Yep.
So you guys can enjoy it as well. We'll go on a quick little break, mm-hmm. though. But thank you very much for listening. Thank you for enjoying.
Thank you very much.
Yep. If you enjoy Zero Degrees, you can come and find us on lots of wonderful platforms, Spotify, loads of podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, mm-hmm. you can find us.
And hopefully, we're going to be doing this in video form from now on, so we'll be on YouTube too. If you want to
with Tom.
We'll get this lovely little set. Tom was just on. Yeah, Tom was just on. It was very good.
Good times.
Yeah.
Real good. All right, we'll be back in a little bit.
Mm-hmm. See ya.
Bye.
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 Bye.